right, welcome back to it. Good to have you here. We've got a lot going on for sure, and I want to show you something really important here. And that is the shift of the most important minority voting bloc in America. Right? That is the Hispanic voting bloc shifting to the Republicans from the Democrats. Yeah. And so if you missed the special election last week in Texas, you missed a lot because this is a very important election that turned a blue district that's been blue and Democrat for 150 years since Reconstruction into a red district, first time ever. And so there's a group of Republicans celebrating the end of Roe v. Wade on Friday. And brand new, newly minted, newly elected Myra Flores of Texas 34 led the conversation. And if you don't think the Hispanic votes against abortion are going to be huge in November, you are not paying attention. This is a voting bloc that takes the Roman Catholic religion quite seriously. They believe in family and faith and country. Listen to what she says. Here it is.
Alleluia. I woke up this morning praying for this, and I never thought that it would happen. This was a big win, not only for South Texas, because we are pro-life. Somos pro vida. But it's also a big win for our country. If we want to see real change in bringing crime down, we need to raise a generation to respect life in the womb. Esta victoria es para nuestra comunidad hispana. Y si tanto orgullo tenemos de nuestra gente, debemos de defender la vida. Si tanto orgullo tenemos de nuestra cultura, de nuestros valores, de nuestras raíces, debemos de defender nuestra gente. Porque la vida no tiene precio.
Translation: life matters, America first. There it is. So you've got that movement picking up momentum, South Texas, all the way to Virginia and across this country, Hispanic voters fleeing the Democrat Party. Myra Flores, the poster child for the migration to the Family Values Party, the party that believes in faith, family, and country, that being the Republicans. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to subvert the Supreme Court by setting up abortion clinics in federal buildings. You can't make this up. Here she is.
We have many ideas. We have some ideas coming from Senator Warren, signed a letter along with 25 other Democratic senators asking President Biden to explore opening health care clinics on federal lands in red states in order to help people access the health care and abortion services that they need.
So we'll just open abortion clinics in federal buildings. Now, it's not legal to use your money for abortion at the federal level, so I don't think it'd be legal for them to use federal buildings. But hey, I guess we'll keep an eye on it because anything's possible with these folks. They'll do anything to advance their agenda. Elizabeth Warren, once again, spewing falsehoods, but with authority, claiming, for example, that individual rights have never been left to the states. Really? Really, I think she may have missed a few chapters, but Elizabeth Warren, here she is.
They went to the polls just like your constituents in Massachusetts where abortion is legal. So why not leave it to the states?
Look, we have never left individual rights to the states. The whole idea is that women are not second-class citizens, and the government is not the one that will decide about the continuation of a pregnancy. You know, there's no equivalent there for men. So what we believe is that access to abortion, like other medical procedures, should be available across the board to all people in this country.
Therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem, trying to enforce their will upon everyone while claiming that the Republicans are trying to enforce their will upon everyone. There's the disconnect. The good news is this. These conversations will be sorted out between the states. These conversations will be sorted out between the states. States will decide where the cutoff is. And I do believe that states like Oklahoma are going to run into some difficulties by saying no abortion ever, even right after a birth. So here's the next question then. Should birth control be available over the counter? Probably. And Plan B, not an abortion pill, but Plan B, should it be available over the counter? Probably. Some discussion should be had about that in the different states. Plan B prevents a pregnancy from ever occurring. And I think that the majority of Americans would find that to be an acceptable alternative, clearly. It's far better than an abortion, right? A Plan B is far better. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters among Democrat members for Congress calling for insurrection. At least that's what it sounded like on Friday. Mad Maxine, here she is.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
No, Maxine Waters. Yes, there she is. Your favorite. Your favorite. We're going to take a break here. Continue to sort out these complex questions for you. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.